We are continuing in the project of Likutei Sichas. We're learning today Chelik Yudches. We're starting in Parsha Shlach, Siche Aleph, page 141. In Atchol Asa Sedra, Shtel Zirash of Divert, Shlach Lecho Anoshim, and is Befarish. Lomo Nismocho Parshas Meragim, and Parshas Miriam, Lefi Shelokso Aliskei Dibo, Ishidibro Bochio, Ferishoim Alolu Ro, Velelok Chumusa. Rashi brings down the words Shlach Lecho Anoshim. This is where the Parsha starts. Rashi brings down three words. It's Negea in the Siche later. Why is he bringing down three words? Rashi is explaining. Why did the Torah connect the parsha that we just finished with the story with Miriam that she spoke about Moshe and the Meraglim? Why is he connecting it together? So Rashi says, because Miriam got punished because she spoke, she had Iskei Dibo, she spoke things about our brother Moshe, and they didn't learn Musa. We're going to see in the questions that the Rebbe takes apart every part of the Rashi. Darf man verstehen? Wie gerätschen kann man pommen, was von dem, was noch in gezählte Erd, aber wo und rasch dem Tarn von Smiris Aparschi ist, ist Mucha Chasal, der Chapscha, der rasch im Rusch ala Teuro, ist kein Kasche, nicht wo sein, in der Davke, die Parschi ist Mucha ist. Weil ach, es kann man, wie kann man, wenn die Parschi ist, kommen als jeder als Mann. I think last week in Baal Oishro, we did the same thing, we had the same question. Why is the connection between the Nesim and Parschi Samenoiro? No so in Baal Oishro, what's the connection? But here, we see that in the Gemara, in other places, there's a lot of places that we ask questions, why is it next to each other? Rashi doesn't ask on every place. It's muchach, it's proof that when is Rashi looking for a connection between one parsha and the other, but there's a problem in here, or there's a problem we could solve something in a different place. So the Rebbe says, what is the question here? What did bother Rashi? There's nothing bothering here. And especially the Rebbe is adding on, if you look in the Seder, how it happened, first was the story with Miriam, as we're going to see soon, the dates and when it was. And right after that, it happened the story with the Meraglim. So it's understood why Parshas Be'aloisro and Shlach are together. What did bother Rashi? As the Rebbe is going to ask, it's not moving, but didn't it done. If we first should ask, bald, as Shiloach HaMeraglim is vorgekommen, gleich noch Parshas Miriam, when did it happen? Or if morgen noch the Shiva Semeesger Miriam, is what is the Alder Rapsa de Shaila, Lomanismoch Hachulu. Miriam was closed up for 7 days. The Rebbe punished us just to be closed for 7 days. The 7 day happened in Chof Ches Sivon. And Chof Tes Sivon, next day, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eden came to Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to have Meraglim, and Moshe Rabbeinu sent him Meraglim. So it happens 1 day after the other day. So the simple Seichel says that you're finishing Parshas Be'aloisro, start Shlach with the Meraglim. We just finished the story with Miriam. She just came out. Yesterday she came out. Tomorrow they send him Meraglim. So it fits very good. Why? What is Rashi's question? Lomo nismecho, because this is the way. It's beautiful. What is bothering you? Now we're going to go into the Yukim in the Losh of Rashi, and we'll see, as we said before, the Rebbe is taking apart every part of Rashi. Oh, you have to understand, we come with the Yukim, the Rebbe is not giving you everything, he says a few of them. In Losh of Rashi, Umayem, a few of them I'm going to give you. Aleph, Lefi Shelokso Aliskei Dibo, Rashi would give out Zogon, a Losh Noro, Vier Alein is in Parshish, Zogt in Parshish, Shmoy Shelokso Mirim, Losh, Rebbe Nishlodim, what did she speak? She spoke Losh Noro. Rashi himself, when he mentions the story with Miriam, he says, Shedibro Loshen Ore. Why is it changing here? In the answer, we're going to see that Rashi doesn't want to use the Loshen Ore, Chas V'Sholem, because he has to make a difference between Miriam and the Meraglim. If it says Loshen Ore, I would think that they are the same thing. So Rashi is changing Dibro. But the question is a gewaltig question. You yourself said in Chumish Mois Loshen Ore, and now you're saying Dibro. The Kashi is noch starker. In this first question, there's a different question. It's even stronger. In a weiter dicken Pasuk, teitsch Rashi ob dem Wort Dibo. In this same Parshe, in our Parshe in Shlach, Rashi is explaining Dibo. Rashi says, kolo itzoaz Dibo, loshen chinuch dvorim. That means that you're teaching words, teaching a concept, you're teaching some things. And Rashi is adding, v'yeshno letoivo, v'yeshno lero. Ein Wort sagt Rashi, shelokso alisei Dibo, in Dibo ist ein Schmuchach gechet, v'ad rabes kenen go sein toiv. Rashi is using a Losh, not only that he says in previous places about Miriam, that is Losh Nore, now he's changing about Iskei Dibo, and Iskei Dibo could be something even good. As Rashi says, if yesh no letov, yesh no lero. Why using this? Base, second question. For what is Rashi Moishu Shidibro Borchio, do is negia shelokso al Iskei Dibo, lemainav kimini kolkach, hoi vemin ziot giret. What is the difference who she spoke about? If it's a brother or not a brother? She spoke lefishe osko bedibre, lefishe lokso al Iskei Dibo. What do I care if it's a brother or not? Another problem in Rashi's wording. Gimel, third question. What is Rashi Meirich Bilshoinoi? Vereshoim alolu rohu vechulu. Rashi would give out Zogon Bekitzer. והם לא והם ראו ולא לקחו מוסר. What are we talking about here? שלח לך אנושים, מויש רבני סנדיק פיפל, ונו בתוקר בתי מרגלים. What do you have to add on רשויים הלולו? It's not נגיע, אתה רוצה רשויים הלולו. Everybody knows who they are. So Rashi could have said, ואים רוב אלה לא חמוסה, נדבו רשויים הלולו. What's the emphasis ברשויים הלולו? מבייס דוח הזה זרד שרווג נדים מרגלים. Everybody knows בתוקר בתי מרגלים. דלת, question number four, הדיוק רוב ולא לא חמוסה. They saw and they didn't take a lesson. Unisht rohu Musa velo shomu. They saw what happened to Miriam. They saw the lesson and they didn't continue. They didn't learn from this lesson. We b'mokem achin chumish, we see in chumish dvorim. It's brought down in such a way that it says, if you see Musa, you have to learn from that out to God. As we're going to see later, as it's finishing up, ushmartem. After you see something, you have to ushmartem. You see the same thing here. Why is he saying, rohu velo loch Musa adrabe? Say that they saw Musa and they didn't do it. Hey, question number five. Favos is a mitik in dibur ha-maschel oich divert o-shlach lecho anoshim. Exactly, we had last week the same thing. Rashi brings down only the word be'aloischo. Why is he bringing down here? Shlach lecho anoshim. Shlach would have been perfect. We're talking about shlach. Es wollt gewähren genug zu mitik sein dem Wort shlach al derer v'inoni parashat be'aloischo. Wo Rashi is oich mefarish smichus ha-parashi es. Lomo nismecho parashas ha-menoiro le-parashas ha-nesim. Und stellt sich in his mightig nur dem Wort Ba'aloischo, nicht Ba'aloischo Sanero. We see the same thing in a previous Parsha. Rashi is bringing down and is asking the same question. Why is the Parsha Sanesim from Nosoi connected to Parsha's Ba'aloischo when it's the Menoiro? And he doesn't bring down Ba'aloischo Sanero, it's just Ba'aloischo. Ois Gimel. Wird man das verstehen, behagdem die Kusche von Ramban. The Rebbe brings down the Kusche von dem Ramban. Interesting, last week was also the Ramban. The Rebbe even for the two questions of the Ramban last week, yes. The third question was two questions of the three and four was question of the Ramban. So the Rebbe says, what's the greatest chet of the Meraglim? We're going to see what is the chet of the Meraglim. According to this, we're going to understand the answer is going to be first on Lomo Nismecho. The Rebbe says, what's the greatest chet of the Meraglim? Zeyo Shlichus is doch given, so is given in a Soorets Mayi, Vesoma Yeshiva Lo'er Chozoku, Umoe Orim Vegoimer. Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to see how the land looks, if it's easy to get in, if there are a lot of big walls, if there are strong people. So they did what he told them. And the Rebbe is quoting the Ramban's Loshen. Ma pishom u'ma chatosom. What did they do wrong? They came back and they said the truth. And interesting to note, footnote 11, very gishmak. Rei Ramban shom. Listen to the word of the Ramban. I mean, from the greatest of the Rishonim. Listen to the word, what it says. The Gam Moshe Rabbeinu. If liglo em bechoizek ha'om, umiv tzaroreyem, vekoyach ha'anokim, yesa me'oid ma sha'om r'meraglim. V'moish Rabbeinu in Parshas Dvorim, in Chumash Dvorim, when he repeats what happened, so he told them, you're going into a place that it's orim betzuris b'shomayim, and he told them that there is, who is the one that could stand against Bnei Anok? Nobody wants Bnei Anok, and that's where you're going in. So Moish Rabbeinu was in the Vonadin yet. So Moish Rabbeinu scared them even more than the meraglim. So what do you want from the meraglim? So the Rebbe is quoting these words in the Sikhe. Ma pishom u'ma chatosom. Vose hom derzeel dem emes. They told the truth. Vose hom gizan. As azo hom, v'orim betzuros gdolis v'chul. They did exactly what Moshe told them, and they say what Moshe asked them. So the Rebbe says, l'choyre we could answer, and the Rebbe is not taking it. Mekenish t'varen v'ra zeer chetis bastan in dem zogen, Eretz Ocheles v'shver. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask you that. They said that it's a land, they saw a lot of Levias. They said that's a land that everybody is dying there. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell, maybe this is wrong. Oder sehr, Moshe sein zu dem, was haben gesehen, euch al maskone. Not only they said what they saw, but they came to a conclusion. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask him for a conclusion. Loi nuch alal ish kichosok umemen. We wouldn't be able to go up because they are stronger than us. Maybe this is the chet. The Rebbe says no. Weil wie der Ramban sagt, der Ramban himself is answering and he says, we can't use it, this as an answer. Why? Noch heiter so umgesogt, die Dose kediburim, hat sich in Kolle reingemischt, und vajas, Kolle vesohom, goymer, is moving von dem, als der Friede gerät, is efes, keazohom, vorem goymer, seine Schenkwen, schloike die Boi. Der Ramban says, a beautiful answer, as der Ramban says. When they said, azohom, vorem bezurois, when they said just that the folk is a very strong nation, and the land is very hard to conquer, it's big walls that you can't go in there. So Kolev stopped them already. Kolev didn't stop them after they said loinu chalalois oder eretz echeles yeshver. So in the answer that they gave, what Moshe Rabbeinu asked them, here is already the problem. So the question comes back, what is the problem, what did they do wrong?
ואוי, אפילו זה שפטר דקרית, לכוי רב רב סס, they said something else also, שפטר דקרית ומסקולה, לא ינוח הללויס, לכוי רב, eventually they did say something wrong, they said לנוח הללויס, כי אני אומר לימוד סחוס, נשתחת. מקוצי דת אצל לימוד סחוס על דם, אינה דחית. זו מניש גזוק לא ינעלה, מרוול נשתחו יפגן, אי פרק ציווי השף. They came to a conclusion, but the conclusion was not, we are not going with you. We are scared, we're not going. They said, לא ינוח הללויס. They didn't say, לא ינעלה. A major difference. No, לא ינוח הללויס. Lloyd, their obstacle. You sent me to check out the land. I went and I checked. And my observation is that we can't go up. Die Starkheit von der Joshua Oretz und die Keuches von Niden, von Niden, oben Eden ist die Keuches halt mit Teva zu einem in Erzisroll. According to what you sent me, that's what I saw, that we could not conquer the land, and that's it. So, Lechoire, what is Mapisho Machatos? Back to the Ramban's question. A viele sehr sagen, Lechoire, we have another point that's even worse than what we just spoke till now. The first thing, Meorim, they came and say, Orem Bezurois, Moshe sent them. They have a conclusion, Loinu Chalalois, they didn't say, Loinale. And they said, Eretzocheles Yeshua also, so Kolev stopped them already before they said this. But Rebbe says, we have another thing that it's terrible. Let's see what the answer on this. A viele sehr sagen, Chozoku Mimenu, Kavi Yochel Klape Mailo Omru, Rashi brings it down in Pirush of Chumish, Chozoku Mimenu, they didn't say Mimenu from us, Mimenu from the Eibishter. Meint al derech hapshat, nishta kvire in dem Oibashten. They didn't say kvire. No, as the Umo is an so viel starker von den Iden, as man kann sich gar nicht vorstellen, wie so viel wird sich kennen, einkehren auf viele Duchnissim. They just said that the nation is so strong and the land is so protected that bederech afilo in Nes, we wouldn't be able to take it. What does it mean? Lechoi redis kvire in der Eibishter. Der Eibishter could. So he's explaining it a little further. Was der Fall? We see very interesting. Kolev Steine, what the Rebbe is answering here in one word, and then we learn it inside. The Rebbe's answer is very simple. If the problem was that they said that the Rebbe can't do it, so Kolev should have said, it's so easy, we're going. Kolev didn't say that. What did Kolev say? It's stuck here terrible and it's very hard. And if the Rebbe tells us to go up to heaven, we're going to make ladders and we're going to go up. The same thing is here. So we see that Kolev knew that it's not a simple thing to go in. So we could understand it, what they said. Chozok u'mimenu, we never saw such nisim from the Eibishter to take us in Eretz Yisrael. It's even going to be greater than Kriyas Yamsu v'Yitzias Mitzrayim. If we don't see b'derech nes, in a regular nes, we should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's what we see. The Mele comes out that they didn't do Avere. Is the Ramban's question very strong? What did they do? Again, the Loshen. Ma pishom u'ma chatosom. Let's see what the Rebbe is bringing out, what I said before from Kolev. Was the father's Kolev Steine had forgiven, nicht dass man kein einem in Erzroll hat mit Teva. This is not what he told them. What did he tell them? Und nicht nur, als der Rebbe ist, wird beikommen, die Umis durch Nisim Stam. He didn't say Nisim Stam. But he says, Olo in alle, afilu bashomayim. Ve uroi merasu sulomo is vealu shom, natsliach bechol dvorov. If the Rebbe tells us to go to Erzroll, it's the same as if he tells us to make letters and go up to heaven. That's how similar it is to go into Erzroll as to go up to heaven. Men da folgen dem Obersten, ohne Chesh, that's what Kolev said. You're right. It looks like that we can't go in. We're going to go. A viele, wenn der Genk in Erzroll ist, bedug mit so Azach, was hat keimol, a viele nicht benetzt, nicht passiert, alle in alle Bashmai. Kolev agreed with them. It's going to be something that had never happened, such a Nes from the Ebeshter, but we're going to do it. So I come back to the question again. Wie bald das dem Chuvun, Shiloach HaMarag, mit Gwem, Begdei, Oysuk, Fin, in die Starkheit von Yeshua Yoretz, Moshe sent them to see how strong they are, und durch dem sich kennen greiten zum Melchome Tivis, Moshe Rabbeinu said, we have to learn how to go in Bederech HaTeva. Und Alpiteva ist die Umschätzung von dem Raglim. What did they judge according to their seeing in nature? Loinu Chalalois. What was it? Given Emes. It was true, it was not a lie. Ein Wort ist also der Sturm von seiner Chet, der mit, wo sie oben euch herausgesucht, die Maskone von seiner Umschätzung. What is the Avere that they said? What we saw in Eretz Yisrael. Und die Kasche, פרמפות רשא מצאים פירוש, לא מוניס מכו לפי שלא כסוכו לו, תסמיכוס הפרשייס, גיצו פרשטיין, עם ווסיס בשטן הדרכת המרגלים. רשא is going to explain us, because the Torah is telling us these two together, it should have been together, because the Torah puts it together, the story of Miriam and the story of the מרגלים, is going to tell us what their head was. From this we're going to understand what their head was. There are beer in them, ois דלת. Those was רשא פרקט, לומו נשמחו, חודש השילוח המרגד מספוגיקו מגלייך נוח פרשס מיריום. לכוירה, we coming back to the first question that the Rebbe asked. לכוירה, what is Rashi's question לומו נשמחו? Sure it has to be together. Because חופכס, she came out of, now we could use quarantine, yeah? So the word that we could use now, but we used now for the last year and a half. She was in quarantine for 7 days. Next morning or next afternoon, Moshe Rabbeinu sent him Meraglim. Comes the parshas together. What is Rashi's question? Das was Rashi fragt, man ist mir hochot shloach am Meraglim, ist vorgekommen gleich noch parshas Miriam. Ist weil al pshuto shel mikro darf man einmal mafsig sein zwischen zwei parshias. Hochot hat besetzt, dass man ihm sie gedarf stehen bis mikro zelose. The Rebbe says, very interesting. When it comes to a place that we see that there's two things that happen, the both of them are not good, the Rebbe doesn't want to be two things, he puts in something in the middle. Rashi says, Lomo nismecho. Why do you connect me two bad things that happen together? And as we see before in the Parsha, just the previous Parsha, we see, al derech v'rashat shemefarash gwen, fria by the Parsha in Be'alo Yischo, v'aybin soya horoin, what does Rashi say? V'lomo k'nichtav kan. It's like put in middle. It doesn't belong to the trip to Kevayim Soyorin. Was a grashi veloma nichtavkan? Kleilavsik bein puronis le puronis. There was two puronis, one on this side, one on this side. The Rebbe didn't want it to be together in Parshas Be'alo Yischo. So he put in trip sukim from them. And also they have the two noons, the opposite noons. So he put in by Ibn Soya. Why? To separate. So the choire here also had to be separate. So Rashi is asking lomo nismecho. Beautiful, beautiful answer. Now we'll understand why is it nismecho. And the Rebbe is going to say why. Why is it tucked together? The Chora should have been a hefsek between them. Well, there is a binyoneinu. Pshas, we learned the two parshias. We learn parshias Miriam and parshias Meraglim. We learn these two parshias. Eine noch der zweite, one after the other. When in beide, er hat sich wegen an Ingen, von Loschnore, kämen ob ma gewaltigen Teus, und meinen, als Miriam und die Meraglim, seien in derselbe Darge, Chas v'Sholem. Oder al Koponim, endlich in Somuch, selber selber teuchnen. We could Chas v'Sholem think, from this that the Torah writes it both together, we could think that Miriam and the Meraglim have the same Avera, the same Lashnore. This is Rashi's question. Lomo nismecho. If you're telling me together the two parshas, somebody's going to make a mistake. And it's Chas v'Sholem to make such a mistake and say that Miriam is like the Meraglim. And the Rabbi says, Lechoire, we could see that the outcome was different by Miriam and by the Meraglim. How could you make a mistake between say that they are both the same? The Rabbi is going to answer, it's not. We see that that's extreme, mamish extreme outcome by Miriam. And you can't relate, it's mamish from Mizrach to Mairiv, the outcome by Miriam. And the outcome by the Meraglim is completely different. Who is going to make a mistake and say that that's the same thing? By Miriam, is there not them with his batisogir Miriam? Is warmly no status of Miriam, they are covered cholok ramokim. But Miriam did lo shnore. She got a punishment for 7 days. What happened in these 7 days? The Mishkan wasn't taken apart. Nobody went anywhere. Ganz Am Yisrael, 3 million people were staying there and waiting. Why? And Rashi said, Zeh HaKovet Cholak LaMoket. So I see that it wasn't not such a bad thing. She had to be punished because she spoke something not good. But Am Yisrael gave her the COVID instead. And the end of it was, then when she, as soon as she came out, the Rebbe said to take apart the Mishkan and start going further. So it's unbelievable. What happened by the Meraglim in the outcome? Look at the Meraglim. Mashenke, the Meraglim by Yomusu Bamagefo. Could you compare Yomusu Bamagefo in 7 days just quarantine? Based on Ganser Do, Ezeplo Bamidbo, not only the Meraglim. In these next 4 years, whoever was 20 to 60, and it's calculated in Chumash, we learned in Chitas yesterday, calculated how it's exactly from 20 to 60. All people that they are from 20 to 60, they were counted. 600,000 people came out of Mitzrayim. All of them died till, why? Because of the Meraglim. Terrible outcome. And not enough. Gimel, even them, is the Bneichem, the new generations are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They also have to suffer and roim b'midbar b'im shono. They have to suffer 4 years in the midbar. The Rebbe could make that 4 years, the Bnei Esrim HaTshishim should be in the midbar, and the Bnei Yisrael, the young, should go in right away. No, they also suffered. So we see the difference in the outcome, so the Choyre is going to make a mistake. So again, the question, why are you putting it together? You should have stopped in between. Coming over.
I think it's Gan Eden in the midbar.
You're right, but still, the Rebbe Shalain said in the Torah, that means that it's not good. They should have gone in three days, they should have been in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Mutzrus in the Likutei Torah that the Meraglim, why didn't they want to go in? They didn't want to have the Melochas because in Midbar they had everything, they could learn Torah 24/7. And in Eretz Yisrael, I always use it, it's something unbelievable. Just to get bread, but they got the mon. If you're a tzaddik, you go out and you stretch your hand. If you're not such a great tzaddik, you have to bend down a little bit. If you're not more or less, you have to go down all the way to the floor and pick it up. But you have your food, you come in, you taste everything in the world. You know how many Melochas you have to do from the Lametes Melochas to have bread?
I think 7 or 8 melachos. Anybody remembers exactly? 11 melachos for bread? Choyre zereya koitza me'amer, dosh, toichem, losh, machem fire, and oife. Boyer merak, so it's 11. Okay, so could you believe 11 from 39 just in having a piece of bread? This is the limud zchus. Yeah. I went to a litvische lechaim Sunday. It doesn't belong here, but it's interesting. And the chosen said he wants to say a few words. In Pesach, mamish litvische chevre, and he stood up and he says that the kalas tzad has some family in Lubavitcher. I was there, my brother was there, and he said that the Balatanya said such a beautiful thing, a limud zchus and the meraglim, that he didn't want to go in because he wanted to learn 24/7 Torah, not be busy with the land. Anyway, okay. Kemen zogen, so lechoyre, let's go back to the question. So lechoyre, if we see the difference, so the Torah should have stopped between Miriam and the Meraglim because nobody could make a mistake. Kemen aber zogen, as dos is nicht der Fall, was the Meraglim sein in gewen reshoim. It's not because they were reshoim, he said that as a extreme difference between Miriam and the Meraglim. No, weil duch nicht sein, zoyer be diburom, seinen alle Iden nicht schon geworden, im Ride Bashem, und in nicht wollen gehen können zu Schroll. Was schenke bei Miriam, was ihr, los Schnorre, ist gewinnt, bloß an ihr Protein. So we could make, we could say, we could have a major difference, we could say, that it's not such a major difference between Miraglim and them. Die Miraglim, because they were not careful with their words, so they were marshal all the Iden. Was schenke Miriam, she said it quietly, so it was only she was punished. But from the other side, it's the same thing. She spoke los Schnorre, and they spoke los Schnorre. So the question is again, why did you put two parses together? Und der Fahrer rasche meinte in dem Dibora Maschel eure Werte lecha anoshim. We're going to take off one of the questions. Why in Baalois Roi says only Baalois Roi, and he says, Shlach lecha anoshim. Weil das ist noch mehr mechazek der Fshorius Litois als die Meraglim, seine gleich al Kaponim ähnlich zu Miriam. This is going to make us the question even more. If you say that lech lecha, shlach lecha anoshim, what is anoshim? Very special people. Yeah? If they are special people, Miriam is also a very special person. So lecha yri daveris is the same again. Rashi is bringing it on to deny it, as we're going to see soon. Wie bald das im Ragel mit seinen Geschick geworden, lech lech ole deit chof und Moishe, oi versach reiß dicke Schliches, beweist es also um vom Bock die größte Meiles und nicht der Meiles, noch in der Mimim und der Schliches befragt. Die wo anoshim chashuvim, und der Rebbe bringt dann in der Ores, der de loschen mehr Mufchorim, am Sultosim, die wo, like, what is Soiles? Soiles is... The best that you take out from the flour, you know, that the children are eating. Soiles. You need some miles, not in Schlichus Atzmom, so Moshe chose the best people that are Shaykh to this Schlichus. Bis die Teure ruft sie an Noshim, was meint, wie Rashi teicht es, Loshu Chashivus, and Rashi says, Ksherim Oyu. So you chose the best people. So Lechoyre, they are equal to Miriam. Kedei zu Shoylel sein Azad Toes, und Klomachen, als die Meraglim seine Nischchas und Scholem, auf einen anderen Darge, und die Teure Lechore, gedarf Mavzig sein zwischen die zwei Parshas miteinander ringen, der Riebe fragt Rashi, Lomo Nismoch, Parshas Meraglim und Parshas Miriam. Now we come back to this story. If there is, to take off this question, that you could make a mistake, you should have, in general, should have been together. Because it's one mindset to the other. It's Chofresem and Choftes, Lechoyre. But Rashi says, Lomo Nismecho. If you put it together, I'm going to make a mistake that the Meraglim and Miriam are the same thing. This is what Rashi is going to... Rashi's question was, Lomo Nismecho, Parshas Meraglim, Parshas Miriam. Why did you connect it? I would make a mistake in thinking that they're both the same thing. Or if they meant what Rashi, now we're coming to the answer on this first question that we ask. What is Rashi asking? Bichlal Lomo Nismecho. לפי שלוקסו על עסקי דיבו, ורשויים הלולו, רואו ולילוק חומוסו. תוירו איזמסמר לצווי פרשס כדי צודרצלן נוח עד עניין עם גוידל חטא מרגלים. וזה גם נאנסר אולסו דה אנסר אוף דה רמבן. תוירו איזו נטל אז, מה זה גוידל חטא ודה מרגלים? ודוס פרמפות על דרך הפשט, גוידל אונשום. אקורדינג טו דיס, ולאנסנד, וואי דה ופניש סו בדלי. אז זהו מגיעת, הארשת עוד בסמיכס הגלגנאי צונם ממוסר פומיין סמיריום, ולא ילוק חומוסר. Beautiful. This is the yesod of the old answer that the Rebbe gives on this question. Why is he putting it together? Although we could make a mistake in thinking that Miriam is together with them. So Rashi says, Lomo Nismecho, you shouldn't have made it together. Why is it Nismecho? Because, let's look inside. Lomo Nismecho, Lefishen Loksa, Litzkei Dibo, Shidibro Borchio. They just saw something happened. They just saw yesterday Miriam came out from quarantine. Why? Because she spoke Rosh Nore. When you go in Atzrol, you come back. Be careful what you say. The Musar is given, and the Rebbe says it's a Musar that you don't have to be a You don't have to be Anashim Chashuvim, the best, the greatest people in the nation. Moshe Rabbeinu chose the best of them. You don't have to be the best. It's in your eyes. The Rabbi says, the Musar is given, nicht jeder neu was man hat es gedarf, der Reus lernen, durch hereintrachten sich, in was man hat gesagt. You have to sit down and meditate and think, what happened with Miriam? Man hat es nur gedarf, nehmen zu sich. Wie sagt der Rabbi dem Loschen? Veloi lokchu, they didn't take the Musar, they saw it. They saw it, it happened yesterday. Von dem, was sie haben gedacht, nehmen Musa von Mainz und Miriam, ist Muchach, als die Chatoim seinen in demselben Zug. Der Pfarr, können wir nehmen, den Musa von Schlile von Chet Meraglim, von der Schlile von Chet Miriam. Die Schlile, that I see that Miriam did something negative, you should have learned by you, you shouldn't do the same negativity. Der Pfarr ist verstandig, durch Sofe, wat Goshe, wo Rashi, wo Roshoim Alolo, chulu. Goes on another question. Yeah, one of the questions was, why does Rashi say, wo Roshoim Alolo? Rashi could have said, ve'aim. Rau vele lok khumutsa vats ber shaim alolo rashe vos te bimadgish det le khoyre it looks that it's the same it's lo shnore lo shnore I'm going to tell no 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 by er it was iske dibo by dem it was reshoim alolo det was rashe zmadgish reshoim alolo damit bavonter as der vergleich zwischen dem eroy und dem beide parshe is no bin ge dem khait der khait is the same it's lo shnore lo shnore but ber bin ge dem menschen when you talk about miriam and about the miraglim is nit stam khoitim ve khulu we don't call them khoitim no reshoim alolu eper betachlos von miriam was moters mit smichos gelernt as kovet chol aklamoke so you see right away the difference so you see the difference and that's why we put it together to learn from that you shouldn't do what miriam did and nobody's going to make a mistake because we see by miriam that she was chol aklamoke nobody moved the mishkan stead another 7 days we didn't take it apart and the rabbi said not to move they should have moved further the rabbi said not to move to wait and by them rashi calls them what reshoim alolu the way rashi is madrish reshoim alolu to say that's why it's nismecho because they didn't learn from miriam not to do what she did vov lechoyre is nit verstandig in was ist da gebestanden der chet von miriam now we're going to go to see what miriam did here and what is the chet lechoyre is nit verstandig was ist da gebestanden der chet von miriam das was sie hat geredet auf moishen oide so isha kushis asher lokach she said oide so isha kushis asher lokach vato gersho is doch das gewen anemes did moish rabenu divorce her yes she was aisha kushis yeah what did she say wrong er hat doch ihr megarisch gewen der rabbi legt so sehr interessant und mit zeier gewen he gave her pain oi hat mir jam nicht gesucht reden schlecht auf moishen der rabbi brings down in vom rashe loin is kavno legnusoy she didn't want to embarrass him Sie hat noch nicht gemacht, die Robschatzung von Meiles Moishe, kechol Adorosh, also seine noch mehr von der Meile, was bei Moishe Dibber Hawaii. She made one mistake. In judging Moishe, she judged them the same as she and Aaron. What did she say? Agam mar be Moishe Dibber Hashem. The Rebbe spoke only to Moishe, the Rebbe spoke to me, he spoke to Aaron, and we are not Porush. Why did you Porush? So she made a mistake that Moishe is much higher than only the Rebbe spoke to him and to me and to Aaron the same thing. No, it's a much different thing. So if it's for such a mistake, comes it to lock her up for 7 days, such a punishment? She had gerechnet as Moishe had nicht gedacht, Poire sei mein Aisha. He should not have been Poire sei mein Aisha. Is then zu lieb nicht verstehen. Die Gattel zu Moishe le Tachlis, so kommt ihr aus Aoinesh? She didn't understand. Okay, she didn't grasp the difference between Moishe and her. So that's a punishment that she has to get. Sogt Rashi, as der Chet is bestanden, nicht in Diboro. Now we're going to answer the question, why it doesn't say, as in Shmois lo Shnore, it says Diboro. As der Chet is bestanden, nicht in Diboro, nor in Iskei Dibo. And we said, Dibo could be good, and Dibo could be schlecht. Right? As we learned at the beginning of the Rashi, it says in this Parsha. Die Ätzem sagt, was sie hat sich vernommen. Sie hat sich äußere gewähnt mit Dibo, mit Reden, Baruchus, wegen Moishe. You know what the problem is here? The problem is here is very simple. You have a problem. There's a way to solve it. There's a solution for every problem. What you did, Miriam, was not the solution. What did you do? You went to Moishe, and probably what's her name? Tzipora was there, and she spoke about Moishe, and she spoke, and she spoke, and she spoke. This is not the way of solving a problem. What do we do when you have a problem? That we're going to say right here. Because Miriam had seen by Moishe a noge, which she versteht nicht. She saw that he divorced his wife, and she doesn't understand why. Und sie nicht gedacht reden wegen dem und noch bei Askus. Iske Dibo. She was mamish dwelling into it and talking about it again and again. Chodzot nogi zogt emes. Und noch mal in iskavu legnusoy. Is also not good. Don't talk things that you don't have to speak. Genau. Ais Askus in reden wegen Moishen bringt nicht Dibo le Teuvo. If you spoke so much about Moishe, it doesn't bring Teuvo. Sie können noch dafüren zu Adibo beobchei. Very interesting note in Ahore in Shulchanoruch Rechaim. Shulchanoruch von dem alten Rebbe. That you have to be careful sometimes not to talk good about somebody. Why? Because mitoich 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 mit Und um zu verstehen means and not to understand. Anogas Moshe, what should she do? We said there's a solution, right? This is not the way to talk to Aaron and dwell into it. Und sie gedacht, fragen ihm allein beteuer Schei le Bachschei. Go over to Moshe. You saved them when he was in the water. You got him to somebody to take him out. She came and took him out, Basparoi. Why are you afraid? Why are you embarrassed? Go over to Moshe and say, Moshe, the Rebbe just spoke to me. The Rebbe just spoke to Aaron. Look, we are married and we have a life. What happened to you? Why did you divorce your wife? So this is the avera that was by Miriam. Mein ze is er gwen de chet amiraglim. Ze yom nish gizok ken shkorim vegen Eretz Yisrael, as we said before. They didn't say anything. Aber ze yom dibur is given in a neufem von Iskei Dibur. Iskei Dibur. Ze yom mazoy arum geret um baret, two words. In Yiddish it means you talk about Eretz Yisrael and you talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. Geret is talk about Eretz Yisrael. Could be good, could be bad. And baret, is baret means you talk about somebody bad. That's the word in Yiddish, baret. Und baret is starkheit von der Yoshua Oretz bis zu abschrecken Yidden von Bechlal Wellen gehen in Eretz Yisrael. This was not the... What should they have done? Let's learn what Miriam should have done. What did Miriam should have done? Go to Moshe and ask him, why did you divorce your wife? Don't make a old balagan about it. What did they have to do? Go to Moshe. Take up the Nesiyah Israel, take up the Skenim, tell we won't have a meeting quietly. Moshe, are you telling us to go to Eretz Israel? It's impossible to go there. It's impossible. Don't go to the old Eden and dwell in it and say it again and again and again. The same exact thing what Miriam did, that's what they did. That's what the Rebbe says in the next paragraph. If they are wondering, how could the Rebbe tell me to go to Eretz Israel when they are, what do they call it, the evident, the water? Abidans, huh? Inhabitant. Inhabitant. They are so strong and we can't go. Haben sie gesollt reden mit Kitzer oder Poshet fragen bei Moishen. Die Saskus, Iske Dibo, voneinander reden sich wegen der Starkheit von Jeschuoretz, bis zur Reusung dem Askönner, der nur Halalois, hat nur gekannt auf ihren Iden zum Erride, bis zum Sorgen, nicht nur Reus mit dem Schuwa Mitzrayim. It was so bad what they did, that the Iden came and they said, you know what? Merride bei Kodesh Boche, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael. And so far what they said, that nicht nur Reusch, we're going to look for a new money, Chas V'Sholem, and we're going back to Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. Euch sei. Wie kommt es da, dass Miriam soll sich heute... Now, the question that the Rebbe started in Euch Wurf, how come Miriam did it? The Rebbe is going to answer it now. Wie kommt es da, dass Miriam soll sich heute sein in Dibor auf Moishen? Ist das verstandig von der Teine? Arak, Ach, bei Moishen, Dibor, Hashem, Alei, Gam, Bono, Dibor. We're going to understand it, as we said before. She said, the Rebbe just spoke to Moishen, the Rebbe just spoke to us. Why are you separating from your wife? Wissen Sie, dass Bono Dibor zu Miriam und Aaron hat sich bei ihr nicht abgelegt, dass die Ehrlichkeit von Moshe Legabesei ist so groß bis zum Messias ein Oisha Kushis Shenoa Bachoyl. She couldn't understand. If the Rebbe spoke to us, the same as you, why are you doing it? She didn't understand that Moshe is so high that he has to do it. And eventually the Rebbe told them to do it. The Rebbe told them to be Poirish Beno Isho. So, and Messiah sein, who was the Messiah? Isho Kushis? What does Rashi say Kushis? She wasn't black. Kushi sheno bakoil. As everybody agrees that a Kushi is black, the same thing everybody agrees that she is the best what it could be. Befreien them. How did you get released from Kiyum Tzivei Hashem v'ino so lo igro? Sa mitzvah sase min ha-toyro v'ino so lo igro. And you didn't give her a oino. You know what happened? Lifrosh min ha-isha legamre. You divorced her completely. The Rebbe says, mein zeh is given by the Meraglim. The same thing was by the Meraglim. And then the Rebbe is going to answer, how come Miriam did it again? By zeh is gekommen, as we bald as Moshe ze boicha given al pi Hashem, Miriam said, the same as Miriam. Miriam said, me and Moshe and Aaron are the same. Why are you divorcing? Why are we not divorcing? Same thing the Meraglim did. Why did she do it? Because she said, the Rebbe also spoke to me. The Meraglim said the same thing. You know who we are? The Rebbe chose us to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe is soimich an our checking Eretz Yisrael. That's what we see. By zeh is gekommen, as we bald as Moshe ze boicha given al pi Hashem. Yeah? And here is the hour that I was looking before, hour 51. Parshoseinu, ve'oyu min ha-brurim min ha-mesulosim. Who has the touch for Soiles? Farina, what is it? What's the name in English? What? In Yiddish, it's called Zemale. In Yiddish, it's called when you sift it and sift it and sift it. The last one that it say becomes that Soiles. Soiles is the best what it is from flour. Huh? I don't have the anybody knows the Taich? I don't know what it is. There is a translation. There is a word. What? Okay, but it's not. There is a word for it. What did you say?
All the flour that we have is
semolina. What is that? Oh yeah, okay. Al pi, they were al pi Hashem. So they were chosen. They were the best that they could be. Is in their shliches. Nicht scheich an andere sollen sein Echo und verstehen besser von sie. You sent me. I'm the best. So nobody could understand better than me. I went and I saw it. Und wie bald als bei sie schluch a weiß gewinn, wann ich bin ihnen kachagowim. Yeah? They said they heard the people talking that we see some, what's it called in English? Eishrik in Yiddish. No, there is Chagov, Chagovim. A grasshoppers, yes. Ob sie gehalten mit, aber dos, also so ist das alpia weihe behemes, wenn ich gehe alle Eden. It's not only via Chagovim. All the Eden are Chagovim, because we are in the Schliches of all the Eden to see what's in Erz Yisrael. Bemeil haben sie herausgenommen am Maskone von sich, auf alle Eden, leinu chalalus. So the same thing as Miriam said, we are gleich with Moshe. Moshe is the same as Aaron and me. The same thing the Meraglim said, we are Am Yisrael, and we say that we can't go in. Bald again can Yisrael hat sich bei sie nicht abgelegt, und sie sich äußig werden, im Masbel sein, dort Barucho und Dibo, sie haben barret Erz Yisrael, die spoke against Erz Yisrael. Al pi ze vet mnu ich verstehen von was rasch ist Moshe was Miriam dibro be ochir. One of the question is the Miriam she dibro is she also be is ke dibro, why is it saying be ochir? What's the idea of the ochir? So the rabbi is saying is Moshe dibro, das ist noch mehr mevayer wie die Meraglim. Das ist noch mehr mevayer wie die Meraglim le lokh Musa von Miriam in dem Indien von Abschatzen a zweiten Echer vor sich. Why is saying she dibro be ochio? This is going to tell us that they saw that she spoke about her brother, and it's a very hard thing not to talk about a brother. They should have done the same thing and learned that they shouldn't speak about Eretz Yisrael to their brother, to the Eden. Where do we see it? So the Rebbe says very simple geschmack. By Miriam is given a prat in dem chet was dibro be ochio. It's not time she spoke. She spoke about a brother. What does it teach us? Was a bruder is chatzib sorry. Yeah? We know a bruder, they come out from the same mother, they were nursed by the same mother, they were raised by the same mother, they have the same DNA, their mom is the same, chatzib sorry. Und mit Teva, ist schwer zuzugeben auf einen eigenen Bruder, also als chatzib sorry, und zusammen damit bein aroi checha von sich. Miriam hat a problem here. She knows that Moshe is our brother, she saved them, and they are both from the same parents and everything. How could it be that he should be, if he's chatzib sorry, he should be such a high level, more than me and Aroi, to divorce the wife? It's a problem. She has a problem. That's why she couldn't do it. Und Ava became not Miriam gekrogen an neunisch of them. Although she has an answer why she did it. Because she couldn't see a difference between her and Moshe. Because Chotzi Psoroi, he should be the same level as her. So she got a neunisch. Now the Meraglim should have learned from her the same thing. Alachas kamo vekamas, the Meraglim am nit gitor batrachten yeseira meze. As alle Eden, koilel Moshe ve'aroin, musen sie noch gehen noch sehr achlote. That's what they said. Right? They said that this vani beninu kachagovim loy nuchal alois u loy nuchal alois. Moshe and the skenim in kol am Yisrael can go to Eretz Yisrael because we decided it. We can't. You also can. Please stop it. It's not. This is not the way of talking. Ois ches. Noch adiyuk is doin dem pirush Rashi v'rishoyim alolu rou v'lelok chumuser. Delchoyre is the word rou iberik.
This is our next question that we didn't have it in the beginning. What is the idea of Rov? Tell me. You have the Lomon is Mokhapas 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 Miriam Lefish Loksalis Kedibro, Shedibro Beorchio, Vershoim Alolu, we know already why it says Vershoim Alolu, we know already what it says Beorchio, we know already why it says Iskedibro. Most of the things already we answered. And it says, Vershoim Alolu, Rov Lelokhumusa. Vershoim Alolu, Lelokhumusa. What is emphasizing me the Rov? So the Rebbe says, "Vet me das verstehen be'agdim atmiye in klolus sipur ha'meraglim." We have another wonder in the old general story of the meraglim. Was ist ins Chadish geworden bei dem meraglim durch seine Besuche nach Yisrael? Und auf so viel, als das so zeh erschrocken, bis zu teine, leinu chalalus. Rebbein ish loilam. What happened after they went? Before they came out of Mitzrayim. They came out of Mitzrayim, they knew exactly what Eretz Yisrael is. They knew there is Lamed Aleph Melochim, they knew the strength of them, they knew everything. Why? And they all said, we're going out of Mitzrayim to go to Eretz Yisrael. What happened all of a sudden when they went there? So the Rebbe is going to connect it, the meaning from row and row. They saw something that they just heard. That made all the difference, as we're going to see inside. From Aleph, the alle Sachen, was haben dort gesehen, bei Azoom, ki Azoom, ha-Yoshiv Be'oretz, haben sie gewusst euch früher. Warum? Aleph, where do we see that they knew? Mit noch in Mitzrayim gewusst, was es ist der Matzev und was es kommt vor in Eretz Knan. Everybody knew what's going on in Eretz Knan. Base, even more, we have it proof in the Torah. Mishir HaSayam,
haben alle Iden gesagt, nur Moigu kol Yoishwech Noam. Moishe Rabbeinu didn't said Shire, and they said, nur Moigu kol Yoishwech Noam. When they heard, the Iden came out of Mitzrayim, in Kriyas Yamsuf, they were all resolved, dissolved, you know, nur Moigu, nothing was left from them. They were mamish bottle. They haben gewusst, wegen kol Yoishwech Noam as nur Moigu. Und sehr Starkheit, and how strong they are. Anders ist doch keiner von uns, als nur Moigu. Moishe Rabbeinu says, nur Moigu kol Yoishwech Noam. If they are simple people, what are you telling me that nur Moigu? This a Chidush. The Chidush is Namoigu. Yes, they are 31 Melochim and very strong and still Namoigu. So they didn't know already. What happened to the Meraglim when they came up to see Eretz Yisrael? They came back, we're not going. And deswegen seien sie given great to gain in Eretz Yisrael, after they knew in Mitzrayim everything about Eretz Yisrael. So what is the Hesber? It's the beer in there. Al Pi Maima Chazal, Eino Doime Shmiye Leriye. The Rebbe brings down a Mechilta in Nisroi, that Eino Doime Shmiye Leriye. By Matan Toyer, is Masber there, that Shmiye is something that you could use. I heard from you a story, somebody could come and say, you were with me then, it never happened. Shmiye, you could refute it, you could say it never happened. Something that I saw, nobody could take away from me. So he says that Eino Doime Shmiye Leriye, Riye is something that gets absorbed in you, Riye is something that nobody could come and say that it didn't happen, until we come down to the Aloche, we have the Dayan here, we come down to the Aloche, as Eino Nase Dayan. Because there is a loch in Torah that you have to look to a way to protect them. The shevach kiras udrishes. If I saw already that this guy shot from a porch, how could I be a dying? I know already that he shot him. I saw it with my own eyes. We have to get people that they just saw and they're not dayonim, they just haters, and we have try to ask questions each one separate and see if they both correct or not. We have to find a way to save the guy, to make him free. In the Rebbe Shter Rezis Veya, in why it says in Shulchan Aruch to do like this, the Rebbe Shter Rezis Veya to punish him. How avoid in this world is Adrabe, to look ways how to make him. If somebody says, I saw him shooting from the third floor, and somebody says, I saw him from the fifth floor, go home. It's no idea, the guy didn't do nothing, he's not chayef, because there's a difference in two floors. If they're different in one floor, we accept the idea. Same thing, what was he wearing? Jeans or regular pants, this could change the whole idea. Anyway, so we see a difference between Shmiye and Riye. Kolzman zom blois geirrt, wegen der Starkheit von Yeshua, they erred, but they only erred. Seinen Sehen ist nispol geworden von der Schwerkeit und seinen Grey gewinnen gegen den Zoll. They won't nispol. I erred, so they're strong. The Rebbe is going to take us in. Schaß, aber so haben wir gesehen mit der Egenau irgendwie also um, und das haben sie gewirkt, sie sollen Charot haben, und sie haben friedlichen Esken. This 10 people, 8 people, had charote, and they came and they told all the Eden, if we have charote, you all have to have charote, because we went in your name, and if we are like resapers, you also are like resapers, and we can loinu chalalus. Was the farum dem ragli madrish ven kam upon him, also a very interesting point here in the Chatzoi Ribua, roinu, kam upon him, roinu. It says so many times roinu in this parsha. As was they tell them, they alone gesehen, they didn't say shomanu, and they didn't say without anything, they said roinu. Und weil Jarum es priori, they showed them also that they should also see that even the fruits is not normal. It's sizes that it's two people had to carry, three people had to carry, so it's, you have two figs or something like, or grapes. Unbelievable fruits. Und der Fahr, der Rashi hat gesagt, als Rishoy Malolu, Rochulu, beautiful. That's what Rashi has to say, not Rishoy Malolu, Loilok Chumuser, Ro. Why did they do it? Because Ro. Euch dem Muser, Ro. What does Rashi say, Rishoy Malolu, Ro? They saw the Musar. What did they see the Musar? They saw Miriam. What the Rebbe is going to say, we say it in a few words and then we'll learn inside. The Rebbe says like this, if they just heard about Miriam, so when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they saw the actual Eretz Yisrael, so Miriam could not be an antidote to them to say that don't talk, like Miriam got punished, because they just heard about Miriam, and here they see that it's problems. Masha'en came, they saw themselves. What happened to Miriam, they were all there. And they saw that the Mishkan is not moving. They saw that Kol Am Yisrael is staying there, so you saw it with your own eyes. This thing, what happened to Miriam, should have refuted your seeing in Eretz Yisrael, not to get in spoil and not to talk about it. Beautiful, such a parallel. Und der Fahrer darf der Rashi mal sein, also schön mal lo ro khulu, und if dem Musar ro ve bald as er mal lang gesehen, was hat passiert mit Miriam? They saw what happened to Miriam. Und der Sege darf geben den selben Teuke für weit zu kommen in den Säulen von Roino in Eretz Knaan. This should antidote, it should be against what they see there. Ob sie wollten bloß geirrt wegen einer Miriam, if they just heard about Miriam, wollten man bei sie nicht gekannt, man in Favos, Leilok Chumusar. They say, I just heard, and here I see. Weil die Sibbe, was hat gebracht zum Chet, ist gewähnt bei Re'ie, und die Nisinas Koyach auf Obwalten sich von Chet, bloß bei Schmier. You want me not to do the Avere, because I heard about Miriam. This hearing about Miriam doesn't give me Koyach to go against my seeing.
is rashe madgish roh oyr den sinas koyach auf nit zindiken is gewen bereie wa fa bekene lok musa they didn't take the same musa I just saw what happened to Miriam I saw it my own eyes when I got that soul and I see it's one against the other don't talk what you're not supposed to talk So we answered all the questions. Whoever wants to take the sikha and look back and see everything went off and it's beautiful and no questions left and we learn exactly what happened there. And we know why Rashi, the questions are beautiful questions. Lomon Ismecha, what is Rashi's problem? From the Yonim of Loim, in Chelik Ha'alocha Shebetoyren and Pirush Rashi Lechidude Al Kolponim Bagdim Ha'Shaile. Who has a word Lechidude in English? I would call it to sharpen also Yagdil Teure V'Yadir. It doesn't have to be that it's 100%, but it's Yagdil Teure V'Yadir. Okay, so the Rebbe says in Yonim Ufloim, the Rebbe brought down again in the Shiloh, last week and 2 weeks ago, we had also the Yonim Ufloim in Rashi, that the Shiloh says that in Rashi is hidden things al pi aloche. Very interesting. V'ish Teure V'ot Masmich Parshas Miriam, Bagdim Ha'Shaile. The Rebbe is going to ask Ha'Shaile, then we're going to come to the Yonim Ufloim. Wie ist eure Wort, was mich Parshas Miriam, Parshas Meraglim, was durch dem Kever Achshad auf Miriam, und es ist etwas bedeutet zu dem Meraglim, es ist doch ein Zivui, wie sie mich kiemen mit Hashem und mit Israel. Das ist ein Posik in Teure, wie sie mich kiemen. If somebody has about somebody a rumor, the guy that we spoke about them as a mitzvah, to go and say, it's not true, it never happened, it's somebody made out a rumor, he doesn't like me, or I owe him money, something, it's not true. It's and the same thing for the Ebishter also, although the Ebishter knows, you have to be nekiim mit Hashem und Me'ashem u'me'Yisroel. So the Rebbe says, how could you still put the two parshas together? Why? Somebody's going to come and think that Miriam and the Meraglim are the same thing. In Pnimi Yisroel and Yonim. L'choyri kemen farentver. And the Rebbe gives the answer. The Rebbe says, it's not good. L'choyri kemen farentver al pishitas rashe bepirush al ha-teuro. V'daman domar, does a machlokes in Gemara in Gittin, how the Torah was given. One man domar says that the Torah was given after 4 years, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the old Torah. But another man domar, the rashe holds like the man domar in pshuto shel mikro, that Megillah, Megillah nitno. What happened? What does it mean, Megillah, Megillah nitno? Moshe had gleich verschrieben jeder Parshe. Whenever something happened, he wrote it down on parchment and he gave it to the Eden. So they didn't have the whole 4 years, the parchments and parchments and parchments of Torah. Verschrieben jeder Parshe, was lefise is, Mistava Loimar, as dem Onif und Parshe Schlach, alles was ist vorgekommen in demselben Tag auf der Sieben, und mit dem hat sich verändigt der Schlachlecho, der Schicken und die Scheiches von Moshe in der Schlichus, und Moshe Rabbeinu, was es gewinnt, als Zor ist gleich verschrieben, kann er nicht zu abhalten, dann zu kommen, von noch ein Parshe in Torah, sie buchsam. Moshe Rabbeinu, saw that it's finished the story with Miriam, she came out. Next morning they came to him, everybody, we want to have Meraglim, we want to see if we could go in there. And he sent Meraglim. Moshe sent away the Meraglim, It's finished the story, right? Now it has to take 40 days till they come back and we see what they're coming back with. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Zoris, he doesn't wait. What did he do? He wrote together the parsha of Miriam and the parsha of the Meraglim together. He wrote it together. So according to Rashi, that he wrote it together, what Moshe Rabbeinu was given a Zoris, is Bemele Vein, a move on Poshut, as Yedda Tog Bemidbor, Koinel Oich Yenem Chofches und Choftes Sivim, Seinen gewinner Ribui Godel Bimeoit, von Passierungen bei den Shishim Ribui Agvorim und Keino und Keino von Noshim und Chulu. The Rebbe says that we see that in the days from when Miriam came out till next day when he sent him a Raglim, the Rebbe says it was a lot of action, a lot of things happened. We're talking about 2.5 or 3 million people, there must be every day a lot of stories that happened. And Bifrat, as it's noch zurückgekommen, der Nosu Vayachnu, after Miriam came out, they put away the Mishkan, they started going. Piruk v'akom, as a Mishkan v'chulu v'chulu, from the Moiroes is given a ribui godl, tzivishin e'osef Miriam, b'chofchesiv, and koidim shiluk ha-Mishkan, and amir ha-shlach lecho, noch ma'ifstel dit golim, and the Mishkan, and noch ma'tikravna elai kulchem v'chulu. There was plenty, the Rebbe says the Loshon, toizenter und toizenter passirungen, of mafsi given, tzivishin e'osef Miriam, mishluch ha-muraglim. Unbelievable. There was so many things happened in between, although we're talking about chofches and choftes. And the Rebbe says, Koinel, it's Koinel things what happened, my Rois from Mitzvahs. There was Mitzvahs also. V'kayotze b'ze. Al pi avaye isu v'yachnu, so it's a Mitzvah. L'akrov asa korbonos b'mishkon. Before they left, when Miriam came out, they probably did still korbonos, what's called, the Tomit Shil Shachar, they still did, and then maybe they take apart the Mishkon and they started walking. The smichus is ober given in Moshe Rabbeinu Schreiben, from Parshas Meraglim to Parshas Miriam. Now comes up a question. How come Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it together? Why didn't he put in any other things there in between? Why did he put it together? Und nur gekannt gedarf sein der Lok Chumusa. They put it together that the Meraglim should see. The Meraglim before they left, they saw the parsha that Moshe wrote from Miriam, and they saw Shlach Lecho Anoshim,
and they should have learned from that. So Rashi says, "Lamo nismecho," they should learn from that. And afar, because
she did it before they left.
Before they left, yes. As soon as said shlach lecho before, as soon as they were chosen before. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu chose them in the morning. They left in the afternoon. In this time, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it and he gave to everybody the Torah. So they knew already what happened with Miriam. They saw already the connection that it's written. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the thousands of stories that happened in these 2 days. That they vayishu vayachnu and golem. It was all thing. Also, as the golem went, is also a ganze mindset. If they went straight or they camped, or they went, dawn was the last. And so there was a lot of things. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it dafke like this. So what happened? Und der Fahrer hat man verguckt auf dem, was man stellt die Parche rein in Amokem, was neues Amokem lechschad, kedei zu bewohnen, verrieten die Meraglin. Jetzt sage ich, wie ist ihm nicht ihm mit Hashem und mit Israel? Right? But Moshe Rabbeinu, he looked away from this. Why? To save the Meraglin. That's why he did it, he put it together, and he gave it to them right before they went, and they knew about it, and they didn't listen. Es bleibt aber schwer. Es ist doch ein Klall. The Rebbe says, there's still a question. Here comes the aloche part. Es bleibt aber schwer. Es ist doch klar, als einen und lodem chatei, bishvil sheis kechaveicho. There's a klar in Gemara in Shabbos, that we don't say to, there's a whole long, I'm just going to take one example, not to go in if you talk about himself or somebody else, make it very easy what it's talking about. Somebody came Friday night, he came home, and let's put him as a shogeg. He forgot that it's Friday night, he went and he made a dough, and he put it into the oven. Put it into the oven, they used to stuck it to the oven, the bread, as we do now the lafa, the pitot, the in that soul it's called the shtanur, yeah? So they did it like this. And even out, somebody else comes into the house, and he says, oh, boy, nishloilom, what happened to this guy? He just put in bread in the oven, what happened? It's probably a shegig. So he wants to go and take it out. Why does he want to take it out? Because if he's going to take it out, it's not going to be baked. So it's not going to be oiver ha'iso from lamentes melochas, iso do yiraise. But he has a problem. Also lirdois, you're not allowed to take it out either. But take it out is a chet cotton. Oife is a chet godel. So the Gemara says, ein oimrim lo'odom, chatei bishun sheis kechaveicho. If you don't say, tell a person, you do a little avere, your friend shouldn't be oiver a big avere.
And the person himself is allowed?
Also not. No, the teshus are all ariches about it. No, he's not allowed to. And teshus, the explanation is very simple. If you're asking already, I'll tell you not the answer. Because it's in already, right? Right. What happened? How's going to be the avere now from oife? By itself, you don't do nothing already. So why should I go do aver now to take it out? She says, by himself, it's different. Okay. So, what is it connect to here? What is the connection between Miriam and Einam Rulodom Chatei? What does it mean? You tell Moshe that he should put Miriam in jeopardy. People are going to think that she's same as the Meraglim to save the Meraglim from a bigger chet. Why should you do it? As Einam Rulodom Chatei, Bavor and Rashi Dishaili mit sein Loshen velo ilokhu Musar. Now we'll understand why Rashi says velo ilokhu Musar. Nish v'reshoim alo luchotu v'kayotze v'ze kede lekamon. Okay, oishyut. In Ein Oimrim Chatei bishul sheiz kechaveicho is Rashi mefaresh shlo yischayev chaveicho oinesh chomo. Rashi is explaining what does it mean to Shizke Chaveicho? He shouldn't get the Oinesh Chomo. The Rebbe asked a beautiful question. What do you want to save this guy when you want to take out the bread from there? You want to save him, he shouldn't do Avere. What are you mentioning Shlo Yischayev Oinesh Chomo? Say you want to save him from do Avere, not Oinesh. Who is talking about Oinesh? If you're going to take it out, he's not going to get a Oinesh, he's not going to get a Chet. The Rebbe says it's nicht moving. Lechoyre od Rashi gedarf zogna Shizke Chaveicho meint, as Chaveicho vet nitzel ve'am funoiva zan a Chet Chomo. That's what you should say. Favos zog rashen shlo yischayev oynesh chomo. Why is he talking already about the oynesh? V'yishloim ha'az kavon az rashe ish v'didei in toisves. Rashe holds like toisves. As those was ein oimrim is davke ven demayse shlo yisio kvar nase. Aber ven es retzich vegen farit n'chaveire as om l'chatchile nishkum etza chet chomo dan ein is oimrim lo yichatei chet kal b'gdei tzufarit n'chaveire fun a chet chomo. There's a major difference here. As we said before, the guy that put in the bread, the avere he did already. Right? So then I say, Ein Oimrim Chatei. What happened here by the Meraglim? They went already, they did something bad. They didn't do nothing bad yet. So I say, Oimrim Lodom Chatei Chet Kotten, because Chaveicho Lo Yichte. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it, because it was Lifnei. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me put it together, forget about all the things that happened in between. I'm going to not put in something like Vayib in Soya Tri Psukim. I'm going to make it together, these two parshas of Shiluach HaMeraglim and Miriam. They should learn, although somebody could come and think that Miriam Lo Shnore, Meraglim Lo Shnore is the same thing, I don't care. Mit Chatei Chet Kotten, Bishul Sheiz Kechaveicho, and Achei Gol. The Meraglim didn't go yet.
und der Pfarrer sagt, Matgish lo Yischaev, oynish chomutz. Und Matgish sagt, dass das, was ein Oimrim, ist nur, wenn der Risser kvar nasse, und man will vermeiden von ihm bloß dem Oynish. We're talking about the bread, when you put it in the oven, you already did the Avere. The Avere is done already, as we said before. The baking is going to be done by itself. The etzem putting in the bread is already the Avere. That's what Rashi says, lo Yischaev oynish. Mashen kinir ba di meraglim, is take, they should never be Avere. Weil Pisa ist verstandig, was Teure hat gekannt, dann reinstellen mir, wenn ich nachschad, now we come to the conclusion. Now it's understand, why Moshe put it together. Durch Smichos HaParshies, weil vom Parshies Miriam haben die Meraglim gedarft opladen und verritten sich, also sie sollen Melechatrillen nicht heute sein. We talk about before the event. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu put it together. Okay, we must learn footnote 76, because this is the Roe Mamish for each and every one of us. Beautiful. So we learned that according to what the Torah says, according to the man de Omar, that the Torah Megile Nitno, so the Meraglim saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote together Parshas Miriam and Parshas Meraglim. That's why you should have learned. What happened with the man de Omar? The Torah was given after 4 years. Where do they have the lesson? Where do you see the lesson? So the Rebbe says a beautiful Aure 76. So the man de Omar Gitten, the Torah Chasumo Nitno, they didn't get it before they went to the Shlichas, the Meraglim. Yeshloimar, אשר על ידי שסומכה תוירו בייזה פרשייס. Why did the Torah put together the two parshies according to this man de Omar? Yoidim Onu. He's talking to us. He's talking to this generation, every generation. Inyan Cheta Meraglim. Bemele. He's telling us the Cheta Meraglim, they didn't listen to, they saw Miriam's and they didn't do it. Bemele Zeiru Shloi Likosh Lo Bechet Kozeh. So we have a lesson, beautiful lesson, why it's together, even according to this man, the Omar. The Rebishter is putting Miriam 3,000 years ago in jeopardy that today somebody is going to think that Miriam and the Meraglim are the same thing. You, when you learn Chumash this week and every year, when you learn the story that we're finishing up with Miriam, then we go over to the Meraglim, we should learn not to talk. Be careful what you're saying. Don't do Iskei Dibor. Beautiful. Und das ist Rashi Merames. Und das ist Rashi, we learn one more, okay, by the end. Und das ist Rashi Merames mit den Wörtern, weil er lokho Musser. Weil der Tachlis von Rohes Musser ist gedesel seine Schmarte. Rashi doesn't use the as in Worm. Rashi says the opposite. Weil er lokho Musser, they didn't take the lesson to them. So verritten am Menschen, er soll nicht kommen zu Achet und ihm bringen, so an Oge Yishore. That's both things. And it says in Chumish, der Aore 78, Loyo Shiro is Musar Anal. When the Rebisha says in Dvorim, Shele Ro Musar Velo Yosu, See him in Yonoi, Leman Techesku, Vosem Virishim Es Oretz. It's not only that you should hear the Musar. The Musar should bring you to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. Same thing is here also. They should have taken this Musar with them, Velo Lokhu Musar, to go to the Shlichas, and be careful and not say things that they don't have to say.